I started saying it isn't, and they aren't. And I still did well on the team, and became top of the class, without losing my buddy's respect. During her remarkable 44-year career, Mrs. Bessie Taylor Gwynn taught hundreds of economically deprived black youngsters, including my mother, my brother, my sisters, and me. I remember her now with gratitude and affection, especially in this era when Americans are so upset about a rising tide of mediocrity in public education and the problems of finding competent, caring teachers. Miss Bessie was an example of an informed, dedicated teacher, a blessing to children, and an asset to the nation. Born in 1895, in poverty, she grew up in Athens, Alabama, where there was no public school for blacks. She attended Trinity School, a private institution for blacks run by the American Missionary Association, and in 1911 graduated from the Normal School at Fisk University in Nashville. Mrs. Gwynn never talked about her years in Athens. Only in the months before her death did she reveal that she had never attended Fisk University itself because she could not afford the 4-year course.